So describe to me the you know, if you've got a conservative pick over here for vinyl, I mean dyed in the wool, straight ahead jazz, or just like we're doing Jay McShann tonight. On the other side of the spectrum, what is the most radical you've gone from one end to the other extreme? Because you have a tendency to not just pigeonhole into jazz, but you really broaden those musical horizons on the vinyl vault.
Yeah, try to mix it up. Well, yeah. You know, as far as the Kuvo context, yeah. Maybe the stuff with a little country twang to it might be a little bit out there. And last few years, I've used the stock show as an excuse to play something with a bit of a twang, you know, some fiddles and steel guitars and stuff like that.
You're cheating heart and stuff? Not quite.
Well, more usually country swing.
Okay.
You know, Asleep at the Wheel type of stuff.
Great band.
There was a band with three gals out front that did some great three-part harmony called Cowboy Jazz.
I've heard of them as well.
Played some of their stuff.
As opposed to Cowboy Bebop.
Yeah, yeah. Well, they did swing.
Really?
And,
cool.
And, you know, 30s type of swing.
Mm-hmm.
They wrote some of their own tunes, but they did covers of old swing tunes as well.
Yeah.
And really did a great job with it. So, I've had a couple of David Grisman albums, you know, the mandolin player.
Sure.
And, you know, he's got the bluegrass instrumentation, but the stuff he plays is, you know, really jazzy.
Yeah, yeah.
So there's that, but there's also a lot of fusion in the vinyl vault, you know, the 70s and 80s fusion that's always fun to pull out and, you know, turn up real loud every once in a while.
Mm-hmm. Jeff Anderson is in studio with us this morning. Jeff is on our Tuesday night on-air host. And then I forgot, there's something else that you do here at Kuvo as well. You have been the host of the High School Collegiate Series forever as well, which is a passion of yours. You seem to bring out the best in those band directors, and the students pick up on it and everything. It's a blast listening to you do the series. I know it was, you know, put on hold and hiatus for a long time because of COVID-19, but that's something that you could tell you have a real passion for.
Well, it's a lot of fun. And, you know, it just kind of started that, we're going to do this thing on Tuesday night. Do you want to be the host? Well, yeah, okay. And so it just kind of went from there. But, talking to the band directors, it's a lot of fun, you know. And I think the kids get to see the band director as somebody who's under a little bit of pressure, you know, because usually they're the ones getting the pressure from the band
director.
They're
the ones getting all week long. You better be good.
Yeah.
We're going to be on Kuvo this
month.
That's
right. Now they have to remember the names of everybody in the band on air.
That's right. That's where they get tested.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Most of them pass, but not all of them.
The fourth trumpet. The kid's a freshman, probably.
Yeah, right.
And he just met him 3 months ago, and he can't quite get the name. Got it. Got it. Hey, Jeff, tomorrow night, is it tonight?
Tonight.
Tuesday. Tonight on the Vinyl Vault. What are we doing?
Well, we've got two Jay McShann records. We're going to hear a couple of tracks from each one.
All right.
They were recorded in sequential years, 1977 and 1978. One of them is called Kansas City Hustle, and that's just straight Jay McShann playing the keyboards.
Yeah.
And the other one's called After Hours. That's got a couple of ensemble pieces. The rest are just Jay.
Right.
And about half of those he sings on as well. So it's
very distinctive singer, too.
Kind of a combination of stuff. But, he was really a great player. You know, he's born in Muskogee, Oklahoma.
Yeah.
1906, but got his fame and fortune in Kansas City.
Yeah,
especially because he had a guy in his big band in the 1930s by the name of Charlie Parker,
right?
For quite a few years,
yeah.
And so that kind of helped launch him. He went to the Army for World War II, came back, and then led a series of smaller groups, post World War II.
He was one of those guys that refused to rest on his accolades. I mean, he was a damn good piano player. In that blues idiom. But when he came back from the service, he took advantage of the GI Bill and went and got a degree in conservatory of music, master in music, just to be able to keep up with Charlie Parker.
Yeah.
I mean, he did all of this and had an amazing career over the years. So in other words, he could get into some more challenging material if need be. But he always
drenched in the blues.
Yeah,
for sure. I mean, he had a left hand that was just rock solid, and you know, it was just really set the tone. And then the right hand, just, you know, one of these guys with an unlimited number of ideas that just kept pouring out of him all the time.
Yeah, we always remember those sessions he did with Ralph Sutton, who was right here in Colorado, and the last of the Whorehouse Piano Players and all those sessions that he did, I think, on Sackville Records. But we're talking about Jay McShann. Jeff is here. Look, listen, thank you for coming in this morning. Appreciate it. You have a great show tonight, and we've got a song that you selected that we're going to go. And this one here, if you've never heard it before, then you've never listened to radio or
from way back. Anyway,
from way back.
Yeah, this is a vinyl vault.
Yes.
Deal, you know. Yeah, no. That's been sitting down there, and I looked at our online library, and we didn't have it, and I figured, we need to put that on there. Yeah. You know, we need this one.
Yeah, this was as close of a fusion hit as there ever was. In fact, it was played so often, and at some point, we just said, we're going to park this one for a little while. There's probably only about five songs or six that I can think of during that early 70s fusion era that would qualify in that vein, which is just played over. And Mr. Magic was another one.
Yeah, there you go.
Herbie Hancock's Chameleon.
Yeah, all 15 minutes of it.
Jeff, thanks for coming in. This is Ronnie Laws, right?
Ronnie Laws from his first album, Pressure Sensitive.
There you go. Always there, and it was. On Kubo Jazz in the Morning, said good morning, folks. It's 20 till 9.
Thanks, Carlos. See you.
You're welcome.